This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Julie Chase owns and operates Wind Willow Sound Health, a private sound therapy business in Portage. She uses acoustic instruments like Tibetan bowls, gongs, and chimes to induce relaxation in her clients, the kind of relaxation that can create a sense of good health and well-being. So, Julie, how does sound therapy work? How is it that it has an effect on our sense of well-being?
I want to take it back to just sound, because when you say sound therapy, it's just kind of a general name for a lot of different things. But sound in itself, we have to remember that our bodies are comprised of a great percentage of water. It varies. People will throw out different percentages. I tend to believe it's around 80%. And when you take that into consideration and realize that our cells are composed of a great portion of water, sound vibrates. Sound travels through water. I mean, there's research that proves that. Think of submarines underwater and sonar effect and so forth, and how the sound will travel underwater so efficiently. Well, when we hear sound, regardless of what the sound is, whether we're hearing sound outside and we're hearing the birds sing, or we're hearing a garbage truck go by, or an air hammer, which can be assaulting.
Yeah.
It's a situation where that sound, whatever it is, that bounces or vibrates against our body. It actually penetrates and goes into the cells. And the cells have this miraculous event that takes place. Under normal conditions, we have what's called nitric oxide in the body that gets released. It's an important molecule. Hmm. It is one of the smallest molecules. It's one nitrogen of atom bound to one oxygen atom. It's fundamental to all life, to humans, to animals, to insects, to plants. It is made in our vascular, nerve, and immune cells. And so when that puffing action takes place in the cells, we're in a state of good health or well-being. And when we're under stress, that gets inhibited. That flatlines, basically. And so it's really important that we maintain a sense of de-stress if it's possible.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, to consider is our brain waves. When we are in a state of relaxation, our brain waves slow down. We do that normally and naturally when we're meditating, taking a walk in the woods on a beautiful day and there's no stress around you. You're just out there enjoying nature and really feeling gratitude and upliftment and everything. That is a time when our brain waves slow down. We'll move out of our active beta brain waves into alpha. And alpha is optimal for helping us to de-stress. It's even better if we can get into theta. And theta brainwaves are when, I don't know if you meditate, but those people who meditate and are able to go really deep into their meditation quite often go into a theta brainwave state. And that is very restorative to the body. Well, in sound therapy, what I do, especially in my practice, is I introduce instruments that are, all my instruments I consider organic in that they're not electrical. So they are all acoustic instruments that I play slow and deliberate to help the body, the client's body, the client's entire body reach a deep state of relaxation.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Tell us, Julie, a little bit more about the instruments that you use. You mentioned Tibetan bowls, but there's others that you use too, flutes and yeah, gongs and chimes.
Yeah.
And then if you can kind of walk us through on how a therapy session works. Okay. If somebody comes in to be de-stressed, how does that work?
Well, of course, we're not doing that right now, and
right,
I'll tell you about what we're doing alternatively,
yeah,
for that,
yeah,
because I am still working with clients. But in a regular non-COVID world where we would have sessions, a client would come to me. We would sit and chat about, you know, how are you sleeping? I mean, very general questions. I don't get into particulars because that's not my job. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a therapist in that regard. I'm not a healer, and that's what I teach my students. We are not sound healers. We are therapists in that we facilitate the environment for the body to heal. Mm-hmm. And so there's a huge distinction there. And so my clients, they come, we chat for a few minutes. They're fully clothed on a heated massage table, typically face up.
Yeah.
And I start with a little bit of verbal guided meditation just to get them, you know, take a couple deep breaths and so forth. Mm-hmm. Give them an uplifting thought. And then I will do some Reiki on them. From that point, I bring in tuning forks. And tuning forks are placed strategically on the body. I've been trained in how to place those to elicit a deep state of relaxation. I'm not trying to get in, like, for instance, if somebody comes in and says, you know, I pulled a muscle in my leg, fix it. That's not my job. My job is to get the body into that relaxed state so the body can fix it.
I see.
And the muscles relax, therefore they take a break from hurting. And you'd be surprised how just in an hour, that stepping away, that slowing down those brainwaves can facilitate a faster recuperation. After I've introduced the tuning forks, and that actually becomes focus of the session. So that can last from 15 to 20 minutes working with tuning forks. And then I bring Tibetan bowls in. I might bring a gong in, and gongs are played therapeutically. So there's a definite rhythm and a specific type of gong, and they're played gently and sensitively so that there's no jarring of any state. We have the person so relaxed at that point. I don't want to wake them up. I don't want to alarm them. And so everything is played.
Do people often fall asleep?
Always.
Oh, okay.
Always. And they'll wake up and they'll accuse me of not playing them. I mean, this is really funny. Well, I thought you were going to play the bowls today. And I'm like, look at the clock. You've been under for over an hour. I have sometimes when I can't wake people up.
Oh.
Because they go so deep, they'll go into that theta brainwave, and it's difficult sometimes to wake them up. And so the other thing, too, is I provide a safe environment.
Mm.
It's quiet. The lights are low. It's just lovely. I place bowls on the body, around the body. There's probably, on average, 21 Tibetan bowls, high-grade master bowls that are played on and around the body. The body is revered. The body is treated with such respect and reverence. That in itself creates a safe environment.
Yeah.
And then when the person is awake and off the table, we always offer chocolate because dark chocolate helps to ground the body. There are chemical components in chocolate that will help to ground the body. And so I always have a piece of high-grade dark chocolate for those people that want it. And water. Water is imperative to drink after you've had a session. And why? Because the body is composed of water, we need to replenish that. We need to keep those cells fully hydrated so that the sound will continue its work.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Julie Chase, the owner and operator of Wind Willow Sound Health in Portage. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.